Hello everyone, welcome to this podcast titled Creative Collectible Hobby. Collecting is a fun hobby, and one of the most interesting things to collect are art collectibles. Many different items can be painted with artwork and become an art collectible. Hobby enthusiasts collect such things as saw blades and wooden eggs which have had artwork painted on. People even collect designer rugs as art. Another art collectible hobby is collecting limited edition plates, thimbles, Christmas ornaments, and figurines produced by such companies as Bradford Exchange and, of course, many people collect fine art paintings. So, in today's episode, we shall be talking about a wealth of kid hobby ideas. Every young person needs a hobby. Fun hobbies for children help children learn and have fun for hours. It even helps them stay away from bad colleagues and get out of trouble. While some children may enjoy watching video games or television as hobbies for their child, most parents want their children to do something more challenging or educational. A good hobby in childhood is to play musical instruments. If your child is interested, you can learn the guitar from the book yourself. But you may need to invest in lessons if you want to play the piano or any other instrument. Of course, practice is an important part of mastering any instrument. Another type of childhood hobby is to pursue arts or crafts. Children can learn to draw or make album pages. They can learn needlework, such as embroidery, sewing, knitting or knitting. Starting woodworking is a very rewarding hobby for children, which can be turned into a profession or at least a lifelong skill. Working with gas or electronic engines is another hobby for children that can lead to useful skills. There are all kinds of things that children will want to collect as a hobby. Some of the most common collectibles are stamps, coins and stones. The stamps are interesting because they come from different countries and can be a geography lesson. Coins and stamps have a historical significance and invite you to read about different eras of history. Collecting stones as a hobby for children requires reading science books. Other collectibles include bean toys or dolls with specific items such as owls, frogs, or unicorns. You can collect whatever is interested in your child. For example, if your child is interested in dolphins, they may want to read books about dolphins, as well as collect figurines and posters with dolphins. Construction sets are also a great time for kids. Many may think of this as a simple toy, but children who grow up with this kit and add components over the years can create very impressive designs. They will also acquire critical thinking and perceptual skills while designing. Making models such as cars, boats, and airplanes has always been a popular hobby since childhood. If your child is interested in making models, be very encouraging at first. Car model sets can be very complex and must be very precise. Don't laugh or argue if your child's first creations leave something to be desired. Otherwise, your child may never want to do anything again. Get the simplest kit he wants to build, then help him patiently when needed. Many children enjoy sports, so any sport is a great hobby for them. Think of minor league football, basketball, and baseball. But don't forget sports. Your child can enjoy running or gymnastics. Active children's hobbies help keep the child healthy and fun. Bust boredom with kid crafts. Have you ever heard the familiar word "I'm bored" from your child's mouth? Then kids crafts is the answer. Giving children handicrafts and boredom is a thing of the past. Read craft ideas for kids. Materials needed for children's crafts, such as paper, pencils, scissors, and glue. Children's craft paper can include construction paper, plain paper, colored cardboard, and many other options. Junk messages and old magazines can also be a fun art project. Pencils are fun for the little ones, but the store now offers other options, such as washable markers with dry wiping, watercolor pencils, and gel pens. Crafts for children can be expensive, but even if you have a small budget, there are many to choose from. Other children's materials include recyclable materials and found items. Recycling means empty cereal boxes, toothpaste boxes, cardboard packaging, plastic containers, and even cans. However, if you allow children to touch the box, make sure there are no sharp edges on the open edge of the box. Flatten or flatten with pliers. Lost and found includes leaves, twigs, stones, snake skins, and other natural objects that children can find. There's probably a sheep farm nearby. Then there are often remnants of wool on the barbed wire fence. Some or all of these items can be used for children's crafts. One of the most interesting and popular crafts for children is making collages. When creating a collage, children can paste anything. Use thick paper for the background and start being creative. For an extra challenge, you can create collages based on themes such as food, animals, or babies. You can cut and paste old magazines to find a suitable background image. Older children may want to cut out details from the magazine's photos and combine them in new and interesting ways. You can cut out and add interesting words and topics. Crafts for the little ones can be pasted collages, beans, chopsticks, leaves, and many other ingredients. Also, Don't forget the gloss. If your budget allows you to spend a little money on children's crafts, remember that children of all ages, especially girls, love to create brilliant pieces of art. But if your child is a boy or a girl, young or old, the next time your children get bored, give them some crafts. Island holidays, salt spray getaways. There is something about the sea breeze and the salt spray that can make your holiday on the island unforgettable in no time. Holidays on the island can vary, as the islands are located in all seas and close to all continents. Lie on the beach, watch the whales, explore the botany or shop at the local craft store. It's all up to you when you plan your vacation on the island. The North American islands include Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland off the east coast of Canada. Holidays on the island and the region are full of natural beauty, cool and comfortable temperatures, and whale-watching expeditions. To the south of the region is the small island of Bermuda on the east coast of the United States. Bermuda is surrounded by hundreds of square miles of reef formations, which makes snorkeling an interesting activity. If you are less adventurous, take a glass-bottomed boat cruise and experience the beautiful ocean world. To the south are the Caribbean islands. This place has long been a popular destination for tourists. The beaches here are white and sandy, and the weather is very warm. A variety of birds and other wildlife can be seen inside the island. Great island vacations are available in the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, Barbados, the Virgin Islands, and more. Each island has its own taste and feel. There are all kinds of islands nearby, which are great for an island vacation in Europe. When you visit the Greek islands, you will see crystal clear waters, quiet beaches, olive groves, and rustic life. Corfu has modern restaurants and shops, and Lefkas is popular with windsurfers and sailors. The Portuguese island of Madeira boasts beautiful weather and one of the lowest crime rates in the world. The Canary Islands off the coast of Spain are a popular tourist destination for Europeans. Ecotourism is a new trend in island holidays, traveling in a way that does not harm the places you visit or the locals. Those interested in ecotourism can enjoy bird watching, hiking, and other activities on the island that do not affect the area. Everyone dreams of a holiday on the island. There are islands around the world with unique cultural experiences and natural wonders. Many resorts on the island are still clean and secluded, while others are lively and exciting. An island holiday is a real distraction from everyday life, returning to the simple joys of home and hobby. In recent decades, many mothers have decided to choose a career, but the trend seems to be changing. Thanks to their families and hobbies, these women are willing to make financial and personal sacrifices to become the primary caregivers for their young children. Many women are housewives, and their hobby skills help single-income families overcome financial difficulties. At home, my mother's hobby is cooking. It can be a job, but cooking and baking are fun hobbies. You can master the cuisine of other countries, or you can learn to cook delicious gourmet dishes. Baking bread can provide healthy grains for your family to eat at a fraction of the cost of bread bought in the store. Another technique that can be useful at home and in the hobby is sewing with a sewing machine. Many housewives make piles, which are works of art. This beautiful product can be made cheaply by recycling unnecessary fabric into squares and other shapes and arranging the pieces in an artistic way. Other useful sewing techniques for housewives include repairing and making clothes. In surveys about their favorite hobbies, women often choose sewing as their number one priority. Some mothers and husbands repair houses, and hobby carpenters are helpful. Single-parent families keep the cost of living low by learning do-it-yourself. The internet has made it possible to find information about all kinds of repairs and renovations to houses, furniture, and other objects. Gardening is a hobby that not only brings participants closer to nature, but also puts high-quality products on the family table. Some families invest in a hobby greenhouse, or grow enough to sell little at the farmer's market each week. A good practical hobby, such as gardening, for example, gives you satisfaction when you realize that your efforts have resulted in something useful. And useful, a smart housekeeper can bring harmony and beauty to your home and can raise the standard of living for everyone. No need to spend money on it. Maybe she can arrange a beautiful arrangement of dried wildflowers, or she can create a simple wall slogan, handwritten, to please everyone. Yes, home and hobbies awaken today's women and offer a simpler lifestyle closer to men, and most importantly, while women's careers have had a significant impact on today's world, the peaceful return of many people to their homes and hobbies could have a greater impact than we think. Thanks, and see you next time. Bye.